everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, February 2nd, and we just finished watching tonight's edition of Monday Night Raw. We're pretty damn disappointed. You're tuned in to Mega Powers Radio, where hopefully you won't be disappointed with the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw post-show on Mega Powers Radio. We invite y'all to join the conversation in many various ways. We got a phone line available where we'll be opening up around 11:30. If you want to get yourself in line, we already got a couple callers waiting patiently. Dial in area code 760-512-7247. If you are listening to us live, make sure you're also tuning into the chat room on blogtalkradio.com. We already got lots of cool cats in there. Five times combo, Ferris 419, Chaotic, Newt Master Stevie, or Newt Emma Stevie. I messed it up. Wazili. No Silent Wind of Doom. Where the hell is he? I mean, he just got even less cooler. Freaking guy.
He inboxed me something on Skype, but I didn't read it because it was from him.
Are you sure it wasn't just a notification about his birthday?
No, he said, who has two thumbs, shoveled a foot of snow for several hours, took muscle relaxants, can't barely make mouth noises, and probably is going to pass out right now.
Why did he message you that?
I have no idea.
When did he send you that?
Are you guys like buddy-buddy?
Yeah, no, why did he message you that?
I never messaged him outside of that.
Are you guys like bros now? Like, you guys just like texting each other every once in a while just to let each other know how you're doing?
Are you part of his Doom Squad?
You part of Doom's Goons?
I hope not, but yeah, he sent me that 10 minutes ago, so I think he was letting us know, but why me, I'm not sure. Probably because Payton called him ugly.
Well, either
that or he's following the highway go mentality.
Introduce everyone what you're listening to here. Again, this is the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw post-show on Mega Powers Radio. I'll be hosting things this evening. My name is Mike Payton. With me is the regular panel of folks here. Mr. Tony Mango, the leader of Smark Out Moment, Fanboys, Anonymous Projects. What's shaking, dude?
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Mr. Steven Wago, the host of Addicted Anime, Unanimous Decision, MMA.
My tour chick just evolved. I'm happy.
All right. And the leader of the Drew Crew, Mr. Drew White.
Insert soundbite from the board here about how this draw sucks.
Hold on, I got one.
Are you pretty butthurt about it? Or that it's one big pile of shit?
It's just going to be that.
Okay.
So, guys, I guess if I had to put a question out there that I always do at the beginning, what's one thing you took away from Raw tonight, Tony?
Man.
Whoever's FaceTiming, cut that shit out.
I think, if anything, and this is a really horrible thing to say, I would have rather enjoyed another studio Raw. So, that sucks. Come on, WWE, do better than that.
Wait,
do better.
Wayo?
I have to just echo Tony's thoughts. I would have rather seen what we got last week. Tonight's were Raw just dragged in general. If I had to pick out one thing, it'd probably be the Seth Rollins versus Daniel Bryan match. Started off lame, but at least by the end, I was somewhat hooked.
Drew?
Pretty much the same. This Raw was just very meh, like as meh as you can get. It was just very underwhelming.
Well, as you can tell, we didn't really enjoy this Raw too damn much. It's a shame because we're supposed to be getting heated up. We're past Royal Rumble now. We're on the road to WrestleMania, I guess. I mean, you know, we have this Fastlane stop along the way. We don't really have too much to say. I mean, they shook things up a bit tonight with this whole Daniel Bryan, Seth Rollins match to determine who would face Roman Reigns. And in that match, the winner gets to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. And now with this, they just really branched a lot of different paths that we could take on this road to WrestleMania. I still feel like the end game here is Roman Reigns, the victor in this match, whether it's one-on-one, three-way, four-way, six-pack, Battle Royal, whatever the hell
X-Pac.
It is. Six-pack, X-Pac, Yeti Station 4, whatever the fuck it is. It's Roman Reigns is coming out the victor here. But where do you guys think this is going to end up in for as far as our match for WrestleMania based on our situations we're seeing here?
I think the end game is very much Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar still. But it's nice that they planted seeds of doubt because there's so much negativity surrounding that match that maybe for a while it'll took that away. I'm not sure. But I'm guessing we're getting Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. That the most I see someone getting thrown in via a triple threat match, and I don't see it being Daniel Bryan.
Anyone else?
I'm going to echo what Wago says. I still think it'll just end up being a one-on-one match. I do have confidence that they're going to do other things with Daniel Bryan on the card, but if they do go with a triple threat, I still think Reigns will come out on the top. I do think at the end of the night, though, I think Seth Rollins will most likely try to cash in that briefcase, though, at Mania, of course.
Yeah, I'm kind of... I'm not too sure about how this ends at WrestleMania, but they got to go with Roman Reigns against Brock Lesnar. They can't just bow out now. If they go with Daniel Bryan, it's going to end up happening with Roman Reigns. And then that's going to actually give the fans too much credibility, and they're going to get really pompous about it and think that they could do anything. So,
yeah, wouldn't it just happen again with the third Royal Rumble in a row? Yeah, it's like, yeah, we want Daniel Bryan again this year. Fuck you guys.
The thing is, I think fans should have some input when it comes into what they want to see on TV. As it says, this is a product for them, but at the same time, it is a business, and they can't get everything they want because, you know, business is business, and sometimes they don't know what's best. Vince says it as a lot himself.
Walking Dead is a television show meant for an audience. So is Breaking Bad, but we don't get a say in that. I don't see why it should be the same with pro wrestling.
What do you mean? They don't have app votes for Walking Dead?
See, I think that they're playing a dangerous game.
They
here.
Don't dictate what happens in the episodes like they would on a WWE product because they're being so boisterous in the audience.
Well,
they've got
I
no
think
other
that's
choice.
A missed opportunity. I mean, my favorite things as a kid were those Goosebumps books where you got to choose your own adventure. Those were the shit. So if I could do that in wrestling, even better.
So you just want to book for WWE where you can book your own stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I could do way better than those awful writers. I mean, they're just destroying the product.
Okay, instead of Fastlane, can we have a new pay-per-view of Say Cheese and Die?
Yo, can I just say that after seeing the actual like match displays, whatever the hell they're officially called, when they're pushing the pay-per-view on the Raw show, I love this Fastlane theme. It's awesome. It's got like these speedometers and just all these cheesy vroom, vroom, vroom sounds. It's so lame.
It's like, hey, let's get all that over the limit stuff and just recolor it.
You think they're going to like have the Dodge Charger or whatever it was on the stage again?
They're going to reuse as much of that fucking set as they possibly can.
Well, they already do. It's the same fucking Raw set.
Yeah, that's true.
Any of the leftovers from that one Royal Rumble, too. Was it 2010, I think, where they had like all the shit? Jeff Hardy was around, so it was somewhere around that time.
They're just going to grab the random taxi from Royal Rumble 2000. They're like, yeah, it's a fucking car.
Might have been 2008.
They'll just have John Cena bring his car collection. And Batista his lunchbox collection.
And Big Show his gun.
I'm okay. Yeah, okay.
And with that, I mean, I really just want to put an open thing here to you guys. Do you actually have anything to say about this Raw tonight that would be significant and worth conversation?
The Rusev flag incident.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not going to give us too much conversation, but it is worth noting. That was hilarious. I think the biggest question is, was it planned?
No.
No, I don't think it was, but shit, they should run with it.
See, if it were planned, they would have made a big deal about it. It would have been set up ahead of time as like, you know, we got a brand new flag to unveil or something like that. Or somebody would have came out afterward and reaped the benefits of it, or Michael Cole would have been like, oh my God, look at this.
That's, yeah, they would have that's not seen supposed it in the back to happen. They would have panned with Cena to the back of a big, like, fucking
cheesy grin on his face or something. Yeah, it's true.
What they should do, though, is they should capitalize on this, and they should make it that John Cena, you know, talked to the guys in the back and they sabotaged it ahead of time.
And then Rusev kicks them all in the head and a soldier.
Well, you know what makes me think that it had to have been planned is the fact that at the same time as the flag got caught, this huge swarm of bees came out and Rusev had to start swatting at them with his flag.
Those bees, man, they're going to be the ones that actually take him down. Like, he's going to submit to the bees eventually.
Wasn't there a tag team called the Killer Bees?
The Killer Bees are going to do it, exactly.
They're going to come back and face Rusev and beat him.
They're going to beat the shit out of him.
It's going to be Bee, Brian Blair, and the other guy.
Wouldn't that be awesome if that was the blow-off for Rusev's, like, dominance? Like, he beats John Cena, then gets beat by the Killer Bees.
It was all just to build up the Killer Bees to beat him, and then they're going to go on and get beat by the Ascension.
Well, maybe we can throw in Sting somewhere, and they can just go with his name, and he can dress up like a bee instead of a crow.
Just switch the face paint around to yellow and fucking...
He hit him with a bee sting, and that's Rusev's kryptonite. Fuck. See, this is why we should have these pay-per-views under our control, WWE. We can book better, right?
But a very funny moment for Rusev. We're America. We can enjoy a mistake with a Russian flag like that.
And five times goes calling out Rusev versus the bee from the Rosebuds.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, that bee.
Yeah.
No, I would rather have her myself. Give Rosita a shot. How about the bee versus Lana?
I was about to say that. Yeah. Let's bring back a Braun Panties match.
And let's get some other divas involved instead of Lana. Same?
No, Lana can be involved as long as she puts her hair down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Or maybe, like, fucking the bee can just rip it down. It'd be hotter that way.
So Wyatt, huh?
Can we talk about
the push?
Wyatt has really been getting a lot of wins lately, huh? Yeah?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's been fucking boring. The issue with pushing that guy is I have to watch him.
He got a really good reaction in Philly when he was dominating at the Royal Rumble, which you could say that for him at least, so he hasn't completely lost touch with the crowd, but man, I'm still having a hard time fully buying into him. His matches are boring. His promos are still rambling. I didn't like either segments he had on tonight's show. So I don't know what you're building this guy for, what you're doing with him. I really have no interest in seeing him versus Undertaker. And I don't know what else you could possibly do with him. I mean, we were talking about this in our chat during the show. I can't think of one meaningful thing at WrestleMania to do with this guy because everyone else is taken up. The only person at his level that I could think for him to face would be Dean Ambrose. And for God's sake, I am so fucking tired of it because you freaking burnt us out on that through all this. And though, then again, what the fuck is Dean Ambrose doing for WrestleMania? So I don't know. What's the deal with Bray Wyatt right now, guys?
Well, as far as Ambrose goes, Ambrose is going to be in some intercontinental match. There's going to be like a four-way or something.
I'd like to see him and Wade Barrett in a singles match.
I think that's happening in Fastlane.
Living life in the Fastlane.
You know what I could see them doing, and I hope that they don't, because they've done this in years past, and it's really just a lame way to throw people on the card. First off, I don't want to see this Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Fuck that. We do not need a 30-man Battle Royal 2 months after the Royal Rumble.
I feel like you said this last week.
Yeah, I'm going to beat this down until they, like, 100% announce that it's not happening. Don't do it. Secondly, I don't want to see what they've done in 2013 or whatever with WrestleMania 29 and what they've done with Team Teddy and Team Gianni, whatever. Don't just give me Dean Ambrose and Eric Rowan and Ryback and, you know, a couple other people that you don't have anything for against some other people in like some 6-man tag match or, you know, 8-man tag match or anything like that. That is not going to be good for somebody like a Dean Ambrose. Maybe a Ryback can be in a tag match because he's just getting shit all over again. And Eric Rowan, of course, he could be in a tag match. But that's not a place for a Dean Ambrose. He needs to be in some kind of a singles match or something with a title involved or at least a feud that matters. The only thing I could see Dean Ambrose doing at WrestleMania, other than wrestling Kane in a singles match or in a stupid tag match involving Kane and Big Show and whatever, is facing Sheamus and getting that spot that Daniel Bryan might not end up in.
I think it'd be a good spot. Sheamus is a guy who I have no idea for a direction for when he comes back either, except for not
heel turn
babyface. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing. So have him against Dean Ambrose. Make it like some kind of a street fight or whatever, or Extreme Rules match or no DQ match or whatever.
A San Francisco street fight? Or no, where the hell is it? Not San Francisco. Is it San Francisco? No, it's in...
it's in the Bay Area this year.
But specifically, what's the city?
The Bay Area Brawl.
What's it called? What's the stadium card called?
San Fernando?
Yeah, something with a San, I'm pretty sure.
I'll look it up for you really quickly. Shut up.
San Antonio? Don't even
play the game.
Yes, we watched Raw tonight. Obviously, we watched Raw tonight. We're shitting all over it, so of course we watched Raw tonight.
We're just shitting on the project.
Just because they're doing something with Barrett going into Fastlane doesn't mean that's what's going to happen at Mania. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, they fucking book a... They don't even book a week in advance, so...
You know what kind of pisses me off? That it looks like they're blowing off the tension between Goldust and Stardust, and also Miz and Mizdow. And they're probably going to set up those matches to happen at Fastlane. And that pisses me off. You've gone this long, and you can't wait one more month for WrestleMania to do those matches?
I couldn't give a rat's ass about Goldust and Stardust. That ship has sailed for me a long time ago. But I'm very pissed off at the Miz and Mizdow thing getting blown off too early, because that's one of the few feuds that I've been genuinely interested in.
Okay, so I got the name of the city it's in.
What's that?
It's going to be called a Santa Clara Street Fight.
Santa Clara, that's right.
Yeah, Claus. You were right. There was a Santa in it, so.
Who's Clara?
It's this girl that Santa knows. So yeah, Clara and Lynch.
So Bagod mentions Ambrose defending the IC title at Mania. There you go. You could have Sheamus against him for the IC title.
At that point, we might as well keep Barrett back involved, and let's get one other Europeaner involved in there. I would say Cesaro, but you know, this tag team's getting pretty cool. I kind of am digging him and the kid, so I hope they're doing something together.
Now, if you want to throw another person in that match that's in the mid-card or whatever, it would have to be Ryback, because you need another babyface.
Well, you know, you could just drag a feud out for more than 1 month.
You can't do that for WrestleMania.
You can.
No, you can't do John Cena versus Rusev at Fastlane and then again at WrestleMania.
I have an idea that they could do for that, actually.
Why don't you explain?
You can't do it and have it be as special at WrestleMania. You can have it it suck at WrestleMania. Yes, they can.
You add an extra stipulation. I think
they can. Didn't they do that for Cena and Wyatt?
Mm-hmm. I was not a fan of them going into WrestleMania and having that.
Well, we would have been a fan of you're them having a match anyway.
You're not a fan of anything WWE does.
Yeah, come on. Who are you, Sean?
How am I now not a fan of anything?
The Rock showed up and you shit all over that.
Well, yeah, he was in Philly.
Actually, hang on.
Like the first time that The Rock made a surprise return. He shits on anything, it's fun.
Cena and Bray Wyatt didn't have a match at Elimination Chamber last year, did they?
I thought they did.
No, that was just the Wyatts versus the Shield, yeah. I thought. The first match was that.
I done fucked up then, never mind.
Yeah, but no. The thing I was going to say was they could easily do Cena and Rusev at Fastlane, and then again at Mania. They just can't fuck up the way they do it.
You know what they did do with Wyatt, though, before a big pay-per-view was Chris Jericho versus Wyatt. That's and then they did the same Chris Jericho versus Wyatt at SummerSlam, and nobody gave a shit. So that's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay, never mind.
The only way that you could do something at WrestleMania and have it matter is if you put some kind of big stipulation onto it. And the only big stipulation you have is the typical John Cena retirement thing, which nobody gives a shit about anyway, because John Cena would definitely win. So,
no, because it's too soon for him to even retire anyways.
Yeah, so what do? You do the whole thing where he loses and comes back in a month, or you put nothing on the line?
John Cena loses, he has to denounce his
American heritage.
Well, I don't care about that.
I don't think this match at Fastlane with Cena and Rusev actually happens. I think it's going to be just like tonight, where Rusev is just going to attack Cena before the match even begins, just absolutely destroy him. Then Cena has to do that whole "I got to come back from being beat down" story, and then overcomes.
Honestly, you know what I was really hoping that they would do with this storyline. You know how you've seen Rocky IV, right? Apollo. Anyways, you've seen Rocky IV, and you know how Apollo ends up dying at one point?
You wanted Rusev to kill Apollo Creed? Or do you want him to kill Xavier Woods?
Where, you know, Apollo was cocky the whole time, and he gets his ass kicked. They can easily do that. Cena's overconfident because he's the American guy. He's like the big American man that will beat him. He doesn't beat him. He gets his ass kicked. And actually, I think this will be – Cena actually tapping Rusev if they really wanted to. And then they face again after Cena comes back and, like, it's serious about Rusev. And then, bam, they do the rematch at Mania.
They could have Cena come out in a 2-2 if they wanted to. Doesn't mean they'll do it.
He would end up winning from that kick and get a quick pinfall. They wouldn't have John Cena tap out.
They couldn't. I'm just saying, that's just wishful booking. Yeah. They're not going to do it like that. But that's just something that I believe that they could do. I really don't believe that someone can't get tap or anything like that. So I really, really wish that they would have them like tap at some point.
The Bray Wyatt, huh? It's all started from Bray Wyatt.
Yes. Bray Wyatt. Well.
Yes. By the way, Tyson Kidd tonight.
Yes.
Fucking awesome. He was pretty darn special. Very cool drop. You know what? Can we talk about that Cesaro match for a second?
About how Cesaro actually got a pin?
That, and also this is Naomi's outfit.
Oh no! Can we not talk about that? Can we just like okay. block that from ever having happened? And just her being a part of the whole Usos entrance was not complimentary to anything.
Yeah. Okay. The one thing I want to bring up. What's the point of doing the half Boston crab when you could just do a whole?
It's called a half crab. It's a move.
I'm just telling you, you can do a whole crab, and it would just be more effective.
I hear if you use a dog collar, like a flea collar, you get the whole crab.
Wait, did Wago just die?
No, you know how like this happens on occasion.
Yeah, did Ivan Drago just kill him because you wanted that to happen?
I did.
Yeah, sorry, he's going to come back. See, he's going to come back better than ever, and then he's going to win in the end.
Yeah, Wago, you just dropped to like a quarter volume of what you had before.
And then there's going to be a Rocky
Five. Am I still quiet?
No, you're good now.
Okay, cool.
So I think that's a good sign that we should probably bring on our first caller. So it's if you want to get yourself in queue, dial in area code 760-512-7247. You can also join us via Skype by pressing the Skype icon at the top of the page on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast page. And also join us in the chat room if you have not yet. Register with blogtalkradio.com and join the cool cats in there like Five Times Cabo. By God! Creepers on the Radar, Ferris419, Chaotic, Mysticata, that's Drew, and Wazili.
Yo.
Yo. Yo.
That ain't me.
Okay, whatever you say. All right, bringing on our first caller. You know who he is. It's from the 412. Well, I don't think we do know who this is with the things that have been going on lately, but let's see who it is calling from the 412. JD!
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up, JD, if that is your real name?
It is me, and it's not the fake one tonight. I have that little bitch showing up.
I don't know, man. Usually, whoever's been calling first the last few weeks was the fake one, so I'm kind of like unsure about this. If you're really JD, JD would say.
Say something that I'm always here every Monday night giving it like it is, how I pull no punches, that the little guy was a fake little bitch.
That's not something JD would say.
Yeah.
How's it going, boys?
Oh, we're all right. You know how this must be the real JD because Silent Wind of Doom is not here in the chat room. Kind of suspicious that Silent Wind of Doom is not in the chat room and we did not receive a caller from this mystery JD.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I guess this is the real JD. Good to have you back, man.
Yes. Good to be back and good to talk about Raw with you guys, as always. A pretty good show tonight, I got to say, in Denver. It was a very good show tonight. I mean, I was impressed tonight. I mean, the main event was good. I was a little not surprised that the Big Show had a little help from his little boys, J&J Security, Mr. Suck Me Off, Seth Rollins, however, basically giving him a cheap victory. But Daniel Bryan and freaking Roman Reigns, really, for Fastlane, you want to go that route? I mean, come on. That's just absolutely a slap in the face. Then you have freaking Rusev, the little and his little bimbo, taking on Cena, mind you, which is crazy. Now you got the Ascension taking on the Dust Brothers. I mean, all in all, I mean, it was a pretty good show in some parts. However, they didn't do any Hall of Fame thing tonight, which was surprising, but I'm not surprised. But all in all, a pretty good show, and I think they're going to have a pretty good rating tonight. We'll see what happens next week, obviously. But the bigger question is what Triple H is going to say in the podcast with Austin tonight. I think a lot of people are waiting to hear that.
I cannot wait to get to check that out. One of the things that I really regret doing this post-show is that they've really been cooking with things they've been doing after Raw on the WWE Network to help push that thing.
Yeah.
I've been missing a lot of cool things. I always get to go back and watch it later since it's always available on demand. But
yeah, I've listened to it. I've had a chance to listen to a few of them. However, I don't have the network, but I have listened to it and seen it on YouTube. And I did see Vince's thing, and that was pretty cool to watch. However, and I did watch the one last week, however, that aired after WrestleMania 30. That was really good. I got a chance to watch that on Friday night, actually.
Hmm. Wait, you don't have the network?
No,
the guy that I thought
that's
it had.
I don't have.
Yeah, why don't you have the network?
No, I'm actually not one of the guys. I don't know. I don't know why. It just doesn't feel like it. I read all the stuff online. I'm in a wrestling club online with some friends. How we talk all sorts of stuff: ECW, WCCW, NXT, TNA, WWE, WWF, AWA, NWA, Georgia, Florida, all sorts of good stuff.
Hmm. Now, would the real JD have the network? No.
The real JD does not. The fake JD probably has the network. The real JD, me, don't has the real network.
I think the fake JD wouldn't have liked Raw tonight. So yeah, this must be the real one.
The fake JD, however, would have been like Seth Rollins, a little bitch.
Oh no, I think it would actually like Seth Rollins. That's the thing.
Well,
he would have liked Seth Rollins because he was basically sucking up to Triple H the whole night. However, and the thing that really surprised me about Rollins though tonight though is they did not have Randy Orton come out once. You thought Randy Orton was going to show up at one point, but he didn't.
I think they're going to save him for Fastlane to show up if he does show up.
Before we start talking about wrestling, I have some important announcements.
I think you're right. I think that's the way they're going.
Hey, I have some announcements. Announcements.
Hey,
I have announcements. Relating to this mystery JD, I received a letter from the desk of investigator Cliff Clefton saying that he is going to be live here on the Raw Post Show next week. And he has told me that he is bringing with him a surprise witness to testify on who the real or fake JD may be.
Well, he was supposed to be here this week. I guess he got snowed in tonight.
It very well could be. Cliff Clefton.
Yeah, I believe his offices are in Connecticut, actually.
So something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm expecting more snow again tonight, though, however, after what happened, however, last week. No figure.
All right, let's get some SJD running real quick. Anyone in the chat room, if you have a question you want to submit for SJD this week, go ahead and drop it in the chat and we'll pull it up. In the meantime, we'll go around the panelists here real quick. Drew, you can start us off.
So, JD, I have a question. The question is, should the Seahawks have ran the ball on that play last night at the end of the game?
Yes, definitely. I mean, you keep running with Marshawn Lynch or go with a quarterback sneak up the middle. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so they shouldn't have passed the ball. Is that what you're getting at?
They should not have passed the ball, right. And the thing that was pretty cool, I mean, this was kind of a bummer. I mean, it sucked they lost, but I was in a block pool. I won $100 in each quarter, so I can't go wrong with that.
Awesome. So, I don't know. I know you're from Pittsburgh. Are you – I'm guessing you're not much of a New England fanatic, right?
True. One question per person.
No. New England is like death.
No. Don't answer it. It's one question per person. My bad.
Welcome to interview JD with the host, Drew here.
if you're
No, he had a good question. He had to give him credit. He had a good question. I can't
knock the fucking Drew White podcast.
It's called White's Win. All right, Tony, you got something for SJD this week.
Who wore it better, Katy Perry or Bam Bam Bigelow?
Ooh.
You know, that was pretty funny seeing that her in that outfit at halftime. I gotta say Katy Perry.
You know, you also gotta throw Heat Miser in there.
I'd much rather fuck Katy Perry.
Katy Perry looked really good last night. She did a good halftime show. I think the halftime show was good.
I think in that case, it's who took it off better.
Well, she did it off screen, so fuck her.
You're seeing the Heat Miser got naked on screen?
Next one.
Yeah, you didn't see that part?
I'm glad I missed it.
What were you watching for the 4-Row Movie Club?
Wago, you got SJD this week?
Okay, my SJD is, how much faith do you have in this investigator?
Very little. I smell something of a rat, let's just say. I smell something like a Paulie Dangerously, like bringing the cell phone, how I'm talking on the cell phone the whole time, and I have a feeling it's going to be a sham.
I think that is how most people call into the show.
Well done, Mr.
Just
saying.
All right. Well, let me ask you, JD, where do you think Silent Wind of Doom is tonight since he's not here?
He's probably either playing the snow lane like a snow angel, or he basically is playing with himself now because he knows how next week if he tries messing with me and he basically thinks that he can take over my spot, how he has another thing coming.
He's got another thing coming. I don't know, it was a quiet chat room tonight. Just, people aren't chatting too much in there, so we didn't get any SJDs. But JD, hope you're staying safe and warm tonight, dude. Always good to hear from you every week. You have a good night, dude.
All right, guys. Take care. Good talking to you. Talk to you guys next week.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to keep the fun rolling here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. Keep inviting y'all to dial in. Join the fun. Area code 760-512-7247 is a number using your cell phone. Or I guess you could use a landline phone if you still actually have one of those. Or you can join Skype. And, of course, the chat room is always a fun place to hang out with all the cool cats in there. But next, speaking of cool cats, we're going to bring on this cool cat dog. You know who that is.
Yo.
That happened. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the most interactive post-rock experience available on the Rock Coach.
Everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, everybody? We're back on the most interactive post-show experience available, the Raw post-show on Mega Powers Radio. We're inviting all of you out there to call in. We already got another caller ready on the line. We can go ahead and bring them on. They are from the 540. Let's see who is actually calling in from the 540. 540, are you there?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Oh, hey, well, it's Dwu.
Mike?
No, hello? It's Dwu. I just told you, hey, Dwu. Hey, Jeff, it's Dwu.
Oh,
what are you doing?
What's up?
Not much. What do you think of Wall?
What did I think of Raw?
Yeah, what did you think of Wall?
Like JD said, it was okay.
It was good?
It was okay.
It was okay. That's not what JD said.
He said it was good. He didn't say it was bad. He said it was good. Are you sure?
The main event between Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins was great.
Daniel Bryan did put on a very good match with Roman Reigns. No, it's Dwu. I told you. It was a very good match with Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. I understand.
I think Dwu was still upset because you called that on the show.
Yeah, no, I think we tried to take a call over here, and for some reason you weren't talking, so we had to like go to break. But I'm glad you called in now.
Yeah. So we got Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan at Fastlane. I may root for Daniel Bryan, but there's a slim chance that I don't see him winning. I see him losing due to interference from Kane.
Yeah, I think Roman Reigns has got a shot.
Why? Come on.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns does have a shot.
I would like to see Kane. What?
Snorf?
What?
Snorf.
Snorf.
I was watching watched the Austin podcast with Triple H.
Oh, yeah?
I was watching it because I was waiting for you guys for me to take my call. But,
what's Triple H saying?
Yeah, I've been watching it off and on.
Give us a play-by-play.
A play-by-play? Well, they weren't talking about one point about what happened in 1996 with the Click incident. And,
I don't know. I think that incident in 1997 was even brighter.
NXT and McMahon.
Hmm.
Way Mysterio is one of my favorite wrestlers. What do you think of him?
I don't like him.
I really, really like him.
I'm okay with him. I really like when he won the Royal Rumble.
Honestly, I really don't know if I really liked this episode. It was okay, but I don't know if I really liked it.
No, it was a bad episode of Raw.
I don't know. Monday Night Raw is just not the same as 4:30 Night SmackDown or SmackDown.
Did you guys watch the Super Bowl last night?
Oh, I always watch the Super Bowl. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
No, I was working.
Yeah. JD mentioned earlier that Katy Perry sounded good on TV.
Oh, yeah, she was on fire.
I don't think Katy Perry didn't sound great on TV if when I heard the TV. Seemed like she was lip-syncing a bit.
Katy Perry is one of my favorite singers
just
in the business. Just a little bit, yeah. But California Girls is one of my favorite songs.
California Girls.
I like that war song.
That war song?
Yeah, the song.
Is that what you said?
I like
the song where she was?
And I'd like to play with Katy Perry.
You're gonna hear me war.
I don't know. I do war.
We don't want to talk about my sexual life here on Mega Powers.
Oh my gosh. It's just sexual here on Mega Powers Radio.
Yo, Jeff, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was that was a touchy subject. I'll back
Mark
off.
Mark Henry. I'm not Mark Henry, the world's strongest man.
I don't know, Jeff. You don't sound really black. You don't sound black at all. So I don't know if I believe you. If you're a Mark Henry type of guy,
I don't sound black.
You're more of a Chaz type of guy. If you ask me, I believe you. If you were Chaz, I would be like, yo, that's Chaz.
We could talk about Jeff's sexual life for a second. Let's do it. I made a funny.
that reminds me, Super Mario Bros. Is one of my favorite games of all time.
Mike.
Who?
Oh, my name's Dwu.
How's it going, man?
No, that's Dwu. I'm Mike.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to say hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike.
How are you, man?
He's been here the entire time. It's the Dwill and Mike show. With a snore. Yeah.
So you're doing Mike, is Drew doing your show?
Dwill? Yeah, no, this has always been Dwill's show. Drew knows everything.
Yeah, it's the all Dwill show.
I thought this was the Mega Powers radio show.
I think you called into the Wong show, sir.
The Drew show?
You called into the Wong show, okay? This is the all Dwill show with Dwill White. You know, Mike, we got Mike here as well. You know, we got a guy named Steven and maybe a Mango.
You're calling the wrong number. You need to call 1-800.
Yo, hold on. What did you say? What's your name, Jeff?
Drew.
Jeff,
can
I don't like
ask
your tone.
You a question?
Go ahead.
I know JD and the fake JD are going to court next week. Can I be invited in this court?
Oh, of course. Of course. You are allowed to be here. Just call in next week and I'll make sure you are on the call.
Wait, did you not receive your summons from Quiff Quefton?
Yeah, Quiff Quefton. I got in contact with him. Quiff Quefton says he was gonna send you. We gave him the deets on the whole situation. We mentioned you because you're good friends with JD, and we think you'd be able to tell which JD's the real one and which one's a fake. So yeah, we would love to have you in. I was actually gonna mention to you before you got off. So thank you for mentioning it, Jeff. You're a good guy.
I'll be in court, man. I'll be there in court.
We
gotta get the high point, but Drew, you gotta give me the high point and low point.
Well, I will.
Okay, go.
Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff. High point and low point.
Mike, it's funny that Drew. Now you're giving Drew some space, man. But my high point definitely has to be Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins tonight. Because I think that was a great match. My only low point concern was Big Show versus Roman Reigns.
Oh, you mean Big Swole?
Because the Big Show beat Roman Reigns, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Big Swole. Roman Reigns is, Roman Reigns is pretty good, but he shouldn't have lost that match to the Big Swole with the night. I don't know what he was thinking, but, you know, thank God we got Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns coming up.
Now,
I'm working real forward.
Now, if Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble, why is he facing someone else to give up his match at WrestleMania?
I don't know. WrestleMania is going to be a very good show.
I thought the winner of the Royal Rumble automatically goes to the main event.
Survivor Series is going to be very good as well. Tables, ladders, and chairs.
All right, guys.
Wait. We got a special caller on the line. It's a caller from 912. I believe this is the investigator, Cliff Clefton. Cliff, you there?
Yes. Good evening, sir. How are you doing there tonight?
Absolutely tremendous, Cliff. I was hoping to get you on earlier. I know JD, or at least one of these JDs, called in, and they're very concerned about what the turnout of this is. We've been having these two JDs call in. It's driving everyone nuts. I know Drew pulled some strings, called some people to call in some favors, probably did a lot of things he's not going to be proud about in a few years when he's trying to get a job as a teacher.
I'm not even proud about it now, but I'm glad we have you here, Cliff Queffin.
Dude, I thought you guys were just kidding. I didn't know you actually got him.
Yeah, man.
As
some of you already know, my name is Cliff Clefton. I've been a private investigator here in the greater Savannah area for over 27 years. As you know, your organization contacted my office 10 days ago in regards to a series of telephone calls that were received.
Yes.
I believe it was a Mr. White and a Mr. Wago, and they have described the situation y'all are dealing with. The issue is basically that of identity theft. Or rather, one or more callers impersonating one another. Is that correct?
That sounds like our situation. Yes, it does.
Yes, thank you. Based on the recording that your organization has provided to my office, we have begun analysis, and we have produced some preliminary results. Once the recordings were in our computers, we were able to analyze those in digital domain using a procedure we call the FFT, the Fast Fourier Transform. That allows us to focus on some of the more critical frequencies of the voices in each call. Now, although those voices did sound very similar, at this time I can confidently state there appears to be, in fact, at least two different voices, each of whom claim to be the same person.
Huh.
At this point, we are able to rule out any kind of a split personality issue, which we may have believed been the cause of that in the pre. But it's my belief that one of the callers was genuine, and the other of them was being purposely deceptive.
So what you're saying is there's not a possibility that we could just have two different JDs?
Well, it's a possibility. However, I don't think that's a very likely situation. Now, you told me that each call appeared to originate from the same area code.
That is correct. Both of them is
so
from 412.
The callers are either geographically close. That's correct. 412, that's right. So the callers were either geographically close or, more likely, one of the callers was able to somehow spoof their area code in order to avoid detection.
Now,
while your group is not able to provide any more information as far as the phone numbers, my office is ready to do what we call a Buffalo trace.
He's not a judge. He's a private investigator.
Judge.
You fucking gammy bastard.
Listen. I'm not a judge. I'm an investigator, sir.
Mr. Investigator, sir.
You can call me Cliff.
If I may interrupt, Mike?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
For this judge next week, would you mind me if I became a prosecutor, if I became the prosecutor?
It's not.
It doesn't work like that, you.
I thought he said prostitute for a second.
He's not a judge, and we're not doing a trial. At least not yet. We haven't found anybody yet. Although I did receive a letter earlier that Cliff Clefton had faxed over to my office saying that you do have plans to do an announcement next week. However, I do understand that you are looking for people to submit some type of testimony. Correct? Perhaps maybe Jeff could help us there. Do you think that he'll be able to be of some service that way, Mr. Clefton?
Yes, that's correct. While this is not a court of law, as you were saying before, this is merely an investigation at this point. We are following up with a few leads. I do not feel it would be entirely appropriate to disclose them at this time since it's still a work in progress. It's also possible there may be somebody else out there who may be able to shed some more light on this subject. Perhaps this caller you have here now will be able to, if he has some experience in the matter, he'll be able to provide some expert witness testimony in further review. And rest assured that I've got the best people on this case. We will continue to do everything we can to get to the bottom of it.
All right, there you go, Jeff, because I know you have been on the line when we've had these JDs on before. So perhaps maybe you could help us try to get to the bottom of this and figure out who the real JD is.
Yeah, so there's Jeff, you're very valuable to have you speak with us in the future, Mr. Jeff.
All right, Jeff, so you got to make sure you call in next week. All right, Jeff, we're going to let you go. We're going to finish up with Cliff here on the side. But, Jeff,
I'm on it, sir.
We'll talk to you next week.
I will find out. And whoever did this will be brought to justice.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. All right, we'll talk to you next week. All right, Cliff, is there anything else that we could tell the audience before we head on with this investigation next week?
Well, in the case that these calls do persist, and I don't know if I've already informed you, I believe in my office sent you an email, we do have the Buffalo trace. That's in order to more accurately determine the caller's true origin if this issue persists.
Huh.
That way, if this real JD or the imposter JD were to call in the future, we'd definitely be able to pinpoint their location with much more accuracy. Now, I have to apologize here. I do have other clients waiting to speak with me tonight. So unless you have any further questions, you can direct those to my secretary, Anna, in the office. I trust you still have her email.
I do. Thank you. She's very sweet.
I got her nudes, too.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. In that case, I wish you all a good evening, and I will catch you next time.
All right. Thank you. My gosh, I can't believe it. Cliff Clefton, you guys. He just actually called into our show.
Told you. I got the Quantex.
Oh, my gosh. This is intense, guys. This case has just been taken on by one of the greatest investigators in the country. We are 100% confident now. JD, rest assured, whichever one of you is real, we are going to figure out what the heck is going on.
You love it, baby.
Guys, I think with that, do we have anything else to say about what actually happened on Raw tonight? Apparently,
do we have anything to say about it?
Apparently, we have a lot to type about it, according to whoever the hell was just typing there. But is there anything? I mean, we talked about it. We actually had some decent wrestling convo towards the beginning here. I don't think people can be completely mad with us, but is there anything anybody has to say about this?
Hope they bring JD to justice.
All right. Well, with that, I don't think we even need to do a good, bad, and ugly, because I think pretty much everyone's good is the Rusev flag thing and the ugly is the rest of it. Yeah.
Or a Naomi.
Oh, God.
What the fuck was that? You turned into fucking Home Improvement there. Oh.
So I think we could start wrapping things up here. Hey, you people listening live, don't go nowhere. We're going to do the plugs. We're going to wrap things up. We're going to do something else fun after we play the outro music and stuff like that. Those of you not listening live, you're listening to us in archive, you're missing out. This is why you should be here live. We're going to do some plugs here real quick, though. So, Drew, what do you got to tell the world?
Well, for those of you who love Sean Walker and everything that Sean Walker does, you can follow him on Twitter. It's Shaughnessy2K37. Go to his YouTube channel called Happy Pope Gaming Productions. Just type it in. It'll come up, Happy Pope Gaming Productions. You can follow that as well on Facebook by going to facebook.com/HappyPopeGamingProduction. You can follow me at Drewsive White. This is Drew Y Verified. Hashtag Drew Y Verified, may I add. And, Drew Crew for Life. Fuck Tony Stikes. The usual shtick. And that's it.
Wake up.
All right. So for all your MMA needs, go to udmma.com, facebook.com/udmma, and twitter.com/udmma. Also, check out Addicted to Anime here monthly on Mega Powers Radio. For more information on that, go to facebook.com/addictedanimefans. And also check out Wago Rants for more of my pro wrestling opinions and general nonsense. Bada bing, bada boom.
All right. Mango.
All right, guys, if you want to see another episode of the All Talk Show tomorrow night or maybe later on in this week, we haven't quite figured that out yet, go ahead and hit up the facebook.com/alltalkshow page, hit up twitter.com/theAllTalkShow, subscribe at All Talk Show on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher for the wrestling-related stuff. It's markoutmoment.com, YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, Bleacher Report, all the other kind of stuff. You can find links on there. Go to fanboysanonymous.com, and you can find links to a bunch of different stuff over there. And anything else will just be in some capacity on those websites. So, do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. All right, guys, if you enjoyed this show, this crazy wackiness that happened here on Mega Powers Radio tonight, join us every single Monday night following the conclusion of Raw. As soon as it goes off the air, set your browser to megapowersradio.com. You'll be able to join all the fun that's happening here live on Mega Powers Radio. Until next week, keep tuning in. Join us, all those crazy things we just told you to go to. Those of you listening live, stay tuned. Those of you not, fuck off.
And die.